Deep fakery is a drop in the bucket of political deception. A column by me, Mike Rosen, published on March 18th. As usual, unlimited government Democrats in our state legislature are concocting yet another law to protect us from an imagined threat. Now it's fear of artificial intelligence posing a threat to free and fair elections, as they put it, via fraudulent deepfake images or videos depicting, quote, an individual appearing to say or do something the individual did not say or do without the person's consent, unquote. This is another exercise in passing needless and ineffective laws for the sake of doing something. Listen, AI is with us and it's not going away. Like so many other inevitable technological innovations, it'll bring good things and bad, like atomic energy or the internet. AI is the latest panic du jour, reminiscent of the Y2K scare just before the turn of the new millennium in 2000. Then, the panic was that computer programs representing four-digit calendar dates with only the last two digits would cause the year 2000 to appear to be the year 1900. Warnings abounded that computer systems would crash worldwide, creating havoc and chaos, and planes would fall from the sky. When the dreaded calendar page ultimately turned, damage was minimal at worst. Deepfaking images are nothing new. It's just the high-tech version of its predecessor, photoshopping. A deception, I'll confess, even I once committed. At a stop on a media junket in the Soviet Union in 1987, our group was hosted for a tour and discussion at RAA Novosti, a government-controlled news agency in Moscow. On a table was a collection of historical photographs, copies of which were on sale for $5 apiece. I bought one of Vladimir Lenin, circa 1920, seated at a conference table, while leaning to his side, listening attentively to comments from an aide. Back home in Colorado, a friend who owned a photography studio artfully photoshopped my head in place of Lenin's confidant. Needless to say, I'm not a Lenin admirer, but I love the irony of Vlad intently seeking my stage advice. I'm not really worried that this self-inflicted deepfake will be spread around to expose me as a commie sympathizer. Democrat legislators are aping Don Quixote, tilting at a windmill it imagines to be the AI dragon. Cheering them on are the usual suspects, Colorado Common Cause and Public Citizen, left-wing activists whose idea of a fair election is one that elects progressive Democrats. Ali Belknap of Common Cause is worried that AI didn't for... Go back. Ali Belknap of Common Cause is worried that AI disinformation will add to declining trust in the media among Americans, and about AI making it easier to spread large-scale propaganda, leading voters confused... All right. Let's go back to Ali Belknap. Ali Belknap of Common Cause is worried that AI disinformation will add to declining trust in the media among Americans and about AI making it easier to spread large-scale propaganda, leaving voters confused and further questioning what they see and hear. What constitutes disinformation is highly subjective and subject to bias. Editorial cartoons, by their nature, tend to be grossly exaggerated and partisan. Is that disinformation? How about clever satire, like the Babylon Bee? In 2022, Biden and congressional Democrats created the Disinformation Government Board. Okay. In 2022, Biden and congressional Democrats created the Disinformation Governance Board under the Department of Homeland Security. Critics compared it to Big Brother's Ministry of Truth from George Orwell's book 1984, a dystopian classic of totalitarian government. Nita Jankowicz, a radical left-wing partisan Democrat, was installed as its executive director. Back to Nita. Nina Jankowicz, a radical left-wing partisan Democrat, was installed as its executive director. Back to Nina. Nina Jankowicz, a radical left-wing partisan Democrat, was installed as its executive. Okay, one more time. Nina Jankowicz, a radical left-wing partisan Democrat, was installed as its executive director. Ironically, she was promptly exposed as a disinformer herself, on record for lying about the Trump-Russia investigation and its connection to the Hillary Clinton election campaign, and also lying about Hunter Biden's incriminating laptop emails. Amidst the storm of protests, she was forced to abruptly resign. Declining public trust in the media has been well-deserved long before AI. The dominant liberal establishment mass media blatantly favors Democrats and progressive causes, led by the New York Times, Washington Post, even the Denver Post, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, NPR, PBS, and the Associated Press, whose combined audience, unfortunately, hugely overwhelms the Fox News Channel's rare conservative platform. Late-night TV talk show hosts are overwhelmingly on the left, demonizing Republicans and pandering to Democrats. Their opening monologues routinely exaggerate and distort issues for laughs. After his departure 9 years ago, Jon Stewart is back, hosting Comedy Central's Daily Show just in time to ridicule Trump and praise Democrats throughout the election campaign. Does this fit Common Cause's definition of disinformation? Hardly. Come on. Lying is the language of politics. It's only a matter of degree, but it's rarely prosecutable. Constitutional protection of free speech in the media tolerates spin, bias, and distortion, short of libel or slander. There's no practical legislative remedy for this. As for deep fakery, in our free society, it's an insignificant factor in the imperfect universe of opinion, news, and entertainment, to say nothing of the open sewer of acrimonious social media. Confused voters should absolutely question what they see and hear. AI deepfakes will be a minor test of their gullibility.